The Justice Department has reached an agreement with two alternative weekly newspaper chains accused of violating antitrust laws, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Despite their anti-establishment roots, Village Voice Media and New Times Media were allegedly acting like big corporate monopolies. The companies are accused of illegally dividing up markets in Los Angeles and Cleveland. Village Voice and New Media were competitors in both cities. But this October, they made a deal. Village Voice Media paid $11 million to New Times for the assets of its L.A. paper, and New Times got $2 million for its Cleveland publication. Justice Department Attorney Deborah Majoras says it was a blatant antitrust violation.
They believed that they were having to compete too hard, that they were having to give advertisers lower rates as a result of that competition, and they didn't want to do it anymore. So they got together and said, fine, I'll close here. You close there, and that is an illegal market allocation scheme.
In the settlement reached with the Justice Department, neither party admits guilt. However, they will be required to sell the assets they purchased from one another, including the names of the papers. The new owners can reopen competitive alternative weeklies in LA and Cleveland. Antitrust attorney Bert Newborn praised the Justice Department for acting quickly, while there is still a market for those second weeklies in both cities.
What the Justice Department did was they made it very easy for a new entrant to come into the market. And to the party's chagrin, I'm sure that the purchase price that will be paid for these assets in both Cleveland and Los Angeles will be very close to a fire sale.
New Times Media did not return NPR's calls, but in a press release, Village Voice Media CEO David Schneiderman said the company agreed to the settlement to avoid costly, time-consuming litigation. Richard Karpel, the executive director of the Association of Alternative Weeklies, won't comment on the charges against the papers. However, he says the companies did not make the initial deal to create monopolies. They were losing money, he says.
Our papers provide an alternative voice to the mainstream media. It doesn't mean that the owners of our papers operate in an alternative economic universe where paying salaries and generating profits are not important.
For the next 2 months, the public can comment on the settlement with the Justice Department. It will then be up to a U.S. District Court judge in Ohio to approve the agreement. Laura Seidel, NPR News.